Today is July 3rd, 2024. This is Hector Vladimir doing a live show for Living Off the Grid in the City, the radio show. And today I would like to discuss electric vehicle charging trends. And this is mainly for my experience driving an electric vehicle for over 6 years now. And I want to share those experiences and, again, some of the trends that I've noticed develop around the operating costs of EVs and specifically charging, keeping those EVs charged, and the costs involved with those. I have noticed a few things. I'm going to list them. I got a list of about 6 main points that I'd like to discuss. First one being the amount of chargers available out there that I've noticed, especially those of fast charging, DC charging. I'd also like to discuss how expensive charging has gotten, especially fast charging. I want to also share my experiences with some of the apps out there that are available for the charging networks. Also, I'd like to discuss the attitudes of businesses out here, attitudes toward EV owners. Lastly, I'd like to discuss attitudes of dealerships with EV owners, etc., especially EV owners of a different brand from the dealership. So first, I'd like to tell you that I've noticed a very low amount of EV chargers out here on the road. I have traveled wide and pretty far, and I have noticed very little difference as far as EVs and their charging networks and the availability of EV chargers. You can go to big cities, small cities, medium cities, in between cities, towns, and you can also go to metropolises and find out that it is quite difficult to find free charging ports, charging plugs for your electric vehicle. It is also a bit annoying and inconvenient and sometimes difficult to find even paid chargers, plugs for your electric vehicle. You have to go way out of your way at times, even in big cities. If you want to find especially a level 2 charger, which is not a fast DC charger, you perhaps don't want to spend the money. Maybe you have some extra time in your hands. You want to go eat or shop or take a break, lunch break, whatever, or even stay overnight at a hotel. It is very difficult, from my experience, to find level 2, that is the 220 volt AC chargers, in cities, even in big cities, let alone mid-sized, small cities or boondock or backwoods towns or villages. So that's an experience I've had. It may be difficult to find them. Luckily, the vehicles now are including navigation systems to ease some of the problems, some of the inconveniences with finding EV chargers, and also some of the anxiety. They have done a pretty good job, I believe, you know, including big screens for GPS maps on vehicles that are electric. And I think it is to ease that anxiety that comes with trying to find somewhere to charge with an EV. So my experience has been that the charging ports are still, even today, very low in number. I wish there were many, many more, thousands more in every city, in every town. It should be by now. I mean, electric vehicle technology is quite, I believe, mature by now, and it's been about a decade or so. So it's about time that people, businesses, cities themselves, public authorities begin to embrace EVs and consider installing a whole bunch of EV chargers all over the place. I mean, parks, hotels, shopping malls, shopping strips, all those places should have tons of EV chargers all over the place. And they should be free, and I'll go over that here in a minute. So the low amount of chargers, especially true for DC chargers, that is CCS or combo chargers, what they call combo chargers for the newer type of electric vehicles now, and those are even less available. Of course, those are usually paid. Overwhelmingly, they are for charge. You have to have a credit card most of the time. Sometimes they accept debit cards, but mostly credit cards. But those are very hard to find. You have to go out of your way quite a bit, especially in mid-sized to small cities. Good luck finding one of those. And that is a problem that I've seen. That is a disturbing trend that I've seen develop over the past 5 years or so since they've been available. Also, what I've noticed is the DC charging expense. It is quite large and bloated, and it seems to be going up. At first, a few years back, I noticed it used to be between 30 and 40 cents. Now, it's hard to find one that's less than 45 cents, 50 cents. I've seen they go up to 60 cents, perhaps even a little more than that per kilowatt hour. That is the measure of energy that they have chosen to go with to measure what to charge, how to charge people that use those. So those are expensive. If your vehicle has a 50 kilowatt hour battery or more and the battery is almost empty, you're going to be paying a pretty penny, $20, $30, even more sometimes, to go perhaps maybe 300 kilometers or so, about 180 miles or so. So it's quite expensive. It is not quite as expensive as gasoline. Gasoline right now, as I speak, is about $3.20 per gallon. I think that's about the average, give or take a few cents. So even though it is expensive, electric charging is still cheaper. And I'll go over that here a bit more shortly. Also, I've noticed that businesses are not embracing EV owners as they should. They're not, for the most part, installing EV chargers in front of their businesses, in their parking areas, their parking lots, parking spots. Very few of any businesses around the areas where I've been, and I've been, again, to many, many areas, especially here in the Southeast. These businesses are not, repeat, not installing EV chargers. It's like they don't care about EV owners, for one, and they really don't care about the EV owners' businesses, because I would think that you would want to attract that demographic, that group of people, that niche of people that have EVs. They are more likely to come to your business, I would think, if they have a place to plug, if they could count on having a plug available, if they're going to be spending an hour, 2 hours, a couple hours in your business, and perhaps they know that you have a charger and they could just go to your business and basically spend money there while they're charging. So this should be complimentary, should be free as a incentive for people to come to your business. I mean, I would think that would be quite a good incentive. And with the growing number of EV drivers out there, I would think businesses would think or come up with this idea that maybe they can put up a couple of plugs out there and attract some EV chargers, especially businesses that usually have people come in and spend more than a couple hours in those businesses, such as coffee shops, arcade, or places where people go to game or to spend some time, maybe like do a birthday party or, you know, spend time with their family, such as those Chuck E. Cheese places and restaurants where people usually go meet other people. You would think these people would think that having an EV charger would probably be a good idea for their business, would bring basically extra customers to their businesses. But what I've seen is the total opposite. Businesses are extremely stingy with their power. They think of the few dollars extra that they're going to be spending on their power bill, and they adamantly deny anybody charging from their power, even if that would bring them extra business. This is something that people are adamantly opposed to, apparently. And I understand, I mean, power is quite expensive, and people are struggling. Even business owners are struggling to pay for power, so naturally they're going to try to protect and guard that power usage as much as they can, and they are not going to allow anybody to just plug into their power and without knowing how much power they're going to be giving that person for free. But there are many alternatives and solutions to that, one of them being that you can have solar panels in your business. If you live in an area where sun is available and plentiful, you can have a system that feeds in to your electric grid and offset the power that you pretty much use. And you can even also put in power in excess of the one that you use with not many solar panels. I mean, people think they have to have a solar field worth of solar panels to generate extra energy. But if you have a low consumption business that doesn't use like a lot of cooking equipment on electric and heating and cooling costs, you can easily feed back into the grid using solar panels. No batteries required. Using a solar panel in a grid tied inverter, you can easily feed into the grid in excess of what you use with one, two, or three larger solar panels, which is an investment perhaps of a few thousand dollars. Another thing I want to discuss is how the dealerships are not keeping up with their chargers. I've driven into too many dealerships from my brand vehicle in Knott's that their chargers are just taken apart, not working, not powered, breaker stripped, the chargers just destroyed. So these people put these chargers in years ago, perhaps close to 5, 6, 7 years ago, and they're just not keeping up with it. They forgot about it. And they are just, I think, sometimes happy that it's not working anymore. So people don't use their power, I think. So even dealerships, I think, a lot of them don't have any chargers. Even dealerships that sell electric vehicles, which is amazing and baffling to me. And many dealerships that do have the chargers are not keeping up with them or have them hidden, have them put away. A lot of them have those chargers blocked by vehicles all the time, especially gas-powered vehicles. They just block the parking spots for those, so you cannot access those electric chargers. So it is like they don't have much care. Excuse the noise. There's a bunch of loud, obnoxious, annoying ICEs all around every time I try to make a recording, and today's no exception. But I've noticed that about dealerships, they are not keeping up with their charging networks. A lot of them have CCS chargers or DC chargers that are either locked with a dealership code, which they're quite stingy to give you. They're either unavailable or completely locked away that you cannot use. They're either blocked by vehicles or they are just not accessible by people, even if you're trying to pay. For example, I went to this Nissan dealership trying to use a CCS charger, and the charger's just not allowing any kind of payments. And that is in more than a few dealerships, from my experience, that I've had this problem, that dealerships just don't have these chargers accessible. They're difficult to access. Sometimes they don't even have any CCS chargers or level 2 chargers, and that is a problem. Also, dealerships that are of another brand, different from the car that you own, sometimes they are unfriendly with EV drivers from other brands. They give you all kinds of nasty looks, and sometimes they may even approach you and tell you that you cannot charge there. I haven't had that happen to me, but I've had the looks, and it is basically the same. You don't want to be charging at a dealership from a different brand than your vehicle. Even the same brand as your vehicle, I've had people approach me and ask me all kinds of questions because these people are just unfriendly and they really don't want you to be using up their power. They think those chargers, as those chargers are for dealership use only, I mean, even though they don't have any signs saying so, but they should be complimentary. They should be there as a thank you for purchasing your brand of vehicle. Should be a free service. Level 2, level 1, or level 3, or fast charging, doesn't matter. They should all be free. That is my expectation and what I think should be going on.
Applications, or apps, for EV charging are often unreliable. They are often clunky, there are a lot. So you may have to download and set up an account on the fly, so you can charge your EV. Just off the top of my head, I can think of a few. Blink, EV Go, Shell Recharge, Electrify America, ChargePoint, and so on. And many of these charging networks and apps require you to keep funds in your account, demolishing your savings, and requiring you to add funds that you may or may not use in the future. Sometimes they force you to have at least $10 in your account at all times. These charging networks have a long way to go before they can match the ease of pumping gas at a gas station, and a unified, easy and fast way to pay to charge your EV with cash or credit should be developed. Lastly, I would like to add that per my experience, CCS or DC fast charging rates range from 25 to 60 cents per kilowatt hour. And these rates are much higher than your average electric utility rate of about 10 cents per kilowatt hour. Be conscious though, that utility rates can fluctuate to up to 29 cents per kilowatt hour in some hours of the day and in some seasons. So, please find what those rates, seasons, and hours are from your electric utility company. So, electricity rates are generally cheaper when you charge at home, but at times not by much. So, be careful.
So I'll leave it at that for now. Thanks a lot for listening. If you are listening to the live show, thank you for taking the time. This is Hector Vladimir. Today is, again, July the 3rd, 2024. Leave the comments, if you have any, in the comments section. I do appreciate those and read those quite often. And hope to catch you on the next video. Thanks.